AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Prosecutors say the suspect accused of killing a state lawmaker in Minnesota had planned other attacks.
The video of his arrival and shooting of Senator Hoffman is truly chilling. Again, it's no exaggeration to say this is the stuff of nightmares.
U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson says Vance Belter had gone to the home of State Senator John Hoffman first. Hoffman and his wife were shot and injured. Thompson says Belter went to the home of another lawmaker who was not at home and went on to another house, but he left there after police arrived. Belter then went to the home of former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman. Police fired at him.
He repeatedly fired into the house, and when he entered, he murdered Representative Hortman and her husband, Mark.
Belter is facing first-degree murder charges in Minnesota. At the G7 summit in Canada, President Trump says Israel and Iran need to talk now.
It's painful for both parties, but I'd say Iran is not winning this war. And they should talk, and they should talk immediately before it's too late.
Iran fired a new wave of missile attacks at Israel, killing at least 8 people. Israel is warning hundreds of thousands of people in the middle of Tehran to evacuate ahead of new strikes. A judge is dismissing a juror in the sex trafficking trial in New York of Sean Diddy Combs after concluding his conflicting answers about where he lives might indicate he had an agenda or wanted to stay on the jury for a purpose. The jury has returned in Massachusetts for its first full day of deliberations in the second murder trial of Karen Reed. She's charged with killing her Boston police officer boyfriend. Jurors began deliberations late last week, more than a month after the trial started. Reed is accused of striking John O'Keefe with her car outside a suburban Boston house party and leaving him to die in the snow in 2022. Calm is returning to Wall Street. Stocks are rallying. This is AP News. As the Trump administration works to root out DEI practices, it is facing a lawsuit claiming discrimination against white farmers.
A conservative group in Wisconsin is suing the Agriculture Department on behalf of a white dairy farmer, alleging the administration's illegally denying financial aid to white farmers by continuing programs favoring minorities. The suit claims the government's still implementing DEI programs instituted under the Biden administration, which put white men at a disadvantage. Farmer Adam Faust says the Agriculture Department should honor the president's promise to end racial discrimination in the federal government. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Supreme Court says it will hear from a faith-based pregnancy center in New Jersey, challenging a state investigation into whether it misled people into thinking its services included referrals for abortions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.